Welcome to the Graveyard Girls podcast with Amelia and Natasha. Hello.
Hello, and welcome
to the Graveyard Girls.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was like, what do I say? I thought it was going to burp.
You can burp. I'll probably leave it in.
Okay, thanks.
I can't be bothered to edit it out. Yes, welcome back, everyone.
Oh, you've bopped the mic, Natasha.
Falling apart.
Just can't get the staff these days. Yeah, how do we start an episode again? I swear to God, we're getting worse at this.
We just recorded two, perfectly fine.
Yeah, but you know, like before, like at the beginning, we were like gradually getting better each week. Like I swear, we've like regressed or something.
We said that in last week's episode, or
whatever. Don't know. Well, the dementia setting in, apparently.
Yes, everyone who comes back every week, thank you.
Yeah, and sorry for us like repeating ourselves 100 fucking times.
If you could support us by rating and reviewing us wherever you listen, that would benefit us a lot. Be honest.
If you want to write shit about us because you think we're shit, that's fine. But like, could you maybe do it in a constructive criticism way?
If you think we're the best things ever,
yeah,
5 stars.
Yes, please. And then you know, just spur out how wonderful we are. And maybe share it with your friends as well.
Yes, so please.
They can come and find us. If you're feeling really generous and you have a bit of cash you want to flash, you can go and join us over on Patreon and support us that way.
Or we do have our own store, which is graveyardgirls.co.uk, where we have t-shirts or stickers, other stuff.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is.
I've not looked for a little while.
No, we've got stuff on there.
Yeah. No, there's stuff for you to check out on there. So, yeah, I think that's all the little important pluggy bits at the beginning.
I think so. So we're doing a joint case. Well, we are. Episode. And by that we mean we're presenting to each other.
Yeah. So
that has a theme.
And I picked the theme this time.
You did.
I was doing lots of other things and I noticed there's lots of weird like royal related like deaths and maybe some sort of scandals.
Mm.
So we've gone with royal deaths this week.
Yes.
Do you want me to start this week's episode?
Yes, go on.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Edmund Ironside. Have you heard of him before?
I saw his name.
Oh, okay.
When we were looking them up, and then I saw clarified with you which one you were doing, so I was like, I won't
do that one.
Read into it anymore. I read a paragraph and then I was like, okay. I cannot remember what he did.
Okay, that's fine. Basically, he was also known as Edmund II.
Yes.
Okay. And he was an English king. He was the son of Athelred the Unready. Okay. Edmund gained his name after the strength that he showed in resisting the Danish invasion, which had been led by, is it Knut or Canute? So many people say it different ways.
It's King Canute, I think.
Oh, Canute.
I think it depends on who,
where you're from and how you pronounce it.
I think you do pronounce the K. I think.
Well, it's C-N.
Oh, see, I think you pronounce it. The way I've always heard it is King Canute. But I don't know if that's someone just like...
Okay.
Just being like...
Okay. Okay, well, that Danish invaders, had been led by Knut the Great.
I think King Canute.
Canute. It sounds...
If it has an E, I think it's Canute.
Knut. It doesn't. It's N-U-T. Canute. But yeah, it is like Knut, isn't it? But to be fair, we have Beaver Castle that's spelled Beauvoir.
Beauvoir. Well, that's French.
So do you know what I mean? Like, it's just...
What's Danish for...
How did the Danish pronounce their U's? And do, like... Is the curlicue a silent curlicue?
It's just very confusing because it looks like it says...
But I've also heard it loads of different ways. I've heard it like Canute.
I've heard it Canute. That's how I've always, in my mind, pronounced it.
Well, I'm going with Canute then.
Hold on. I've found...
Oh, the official.
Well, it's a... Sometimes my brain gets a bit dyslexic. So when I see things that I know it's not that word, but it's got the things, it does, to me, read cunt.
Yeah.
Like when I see,
I have to double check sometimes.
So like when I see like Star Trek, I think it says Shrek.
Yeah. Oh. The King of the United Kingdom will be leaving at how
to say more names from history too. Stay tuned. Loads to learn on this channel. King Canute. It can also be pronounced as Canute.
Canute.
Canute. Okay.
Canute.
Here's a...
Hello, welcome. This. I'm a Frenchman.
Okay. King
Canute.
It's very distracting. Okay, so... I've massively lost where I was now. Okay, so obviously Edmund was resisting the invasion from Canute.
King Canute, yes.
King Canute, or Canute the Great, as he was also known.
Yes.
So Edmund wasn't originally set out to be king. However, both of his older brothers had died, which now made him heir to the throne.
Ooh, I have a little, like, thingy where the person wasn't supposed to be king and then there was some moving around. So then they ended up being king.
Well, there we go. So Edmund didn't have an easy time being king, however, as he didn't already inherited a war that should have been started during his father's reign.
Ah.
Just before being crowned King of England, King of England. England had been, it's because I wrote England, and I was like, why have I done that? But it was a comma in between, yep. And I'm just stupid. England had been conquered by,
is this the name you should have looked up before we started?
I don't know if it's supposed to be like Sven, or what we would do like Sven, because it's Sweyn.
My brain just went Sween.
Sven, because it's Sven. Fucking hell, even I can't do it now. I don't know if it'd be like Sven Forkbeard, because that sounds familiar.
Maybe, let's go with that.
Okay, we're calling him Forkbeard from now on.
Forkbeard. Was his beard a fork?
Well, no, but that's quite a typical, like, warrior name, wasn't it, at the time?
It's a pretty cool name.
Okay. Well, fork he's Canute's dad, so Forkbeard is.
It just sounds like you're swearing. Canute Forkbeard.
Okay. So, Ethelred had reclaimed the throne, and Forkbeard's son, Canute, was defeated and returned to Denmark to gather more warriors for a brand new invasion. Obviously, then Ethelred dies, which now leaves Edmund in charge. That invasion would take place the following year, now that Edmund is king. When Canute and his warriors returned, there'd be a great number of battles and in 1016, and Edmund would fight in 5 of those battles against the Danes. His defeats ended on the 18th of October in 1016 at the Battle of Asandun. Is it Asandun? It says, it's because I've read it in the beginning, it's like ass. We're not doing very well in this episode.
You're
today.
Not doing very well. Why did you not learn how? Wait, hold on.
I did yesterday, but like, you know, when your mind goes blank, you're looking at words and I'm just thinking, ass. We've had asses.
We always have constant asses. I have some German in my that I forgot. Oh, I've not looked
up. I've fallen apart today. I don't know what's, I can't even read my writing. Like.
So what did you say?
Asandun.
Asandun, yes.
Yeah, that sounds right. I'm going with it anyway. Okay. Shall I re-say this bit? Or should I just leave it in the
I'm just leaving this in.
Okay, I'm really sorry to everyone that's trying to piece this together because I really fucked it up. Okay, so at the Battle of Asandun, they agreed to divide the kingdom. Edmund would take Wessex and Canute would take the rest. Okay, so it doesn't seem like a very fair deal, but I feel like Canute would maybe add, I don't know, a bit stronger and probably a bit scarier. So Edmund was like, just let me keep my home and then and you can have the rest, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and as part of that, there was lots of little agreements in it, but basically another part of that would be that whoever was obviously the first to die, whoever survived and remained, would then inherit the entire kingdom.
Okay.
However, after this treaty was put into place, Edmund would die on the 30th of November. So just a very short period of time afterwards. Chronicles written around the same time suggested that Edmund had died as a result of injuries and diseases gained during his many battles against the Danes. However, just a century later, Henry of Huntingdon would paint a very different picture.
Okay.
He would claim that Edmund died as a result of multiple stab wounds which he'd received while sitting on the toilet.
Oh, is this where... hold on. Someone died on a toilet.
A few of them, as I later wrote, quite a few kings have died on the toilet.
Yeah. So did the actual king, Elvis Presley, if you want to call him a king.
So, basically, Huntington's claiming he died while defecating on the toilet.
This is 100 years afterwards.
Yeah.
So how would he know? It's just word of mouth.
Yeah, so basically, if you look at any of these time periods in history, most things are not written until much long, further after they've died.
The tale is written by the winner, so they could literally say anything.
But it's the same for everything. All the battles, everything, it was literally like written like the century later. Because they kind of weirdly do a thing at the end of each century, like, what happened this century? And it's like, that's when it's then written.
King Canute got stabbed on the toilet.
No, like, not King Canute.
Oh, sorry.
Edmund. Ironside.
That's it.
Canute was his...
Forkbeard.
No, Forkbeard was Canute's dad.
Yeah. Well, that's it, same type, I mean, last name.
Okay, yes. Sort of. But Canute by this point was Canute the Great because he'd come and conquered England.
Was there a Canute the Bad?
Maybe.
Surely there's got to be like one and the other.
Yeah, but maybe they didn't write him down. They were like, you're so shit, we're going to just write you out of history.
Okay, yeah. In Game of Thrones, Tywin Lannister was shot by his son on the toilet with a massive bow and arrow. So that's what I was thinking.
So this timely death of Edmund meant that Canute now had the chance to rule the whole of England. So I wondered if this is why maybe the suggestions of an assassination appeared. Because originally, the ones at the time claimed it was just natural causes from the diseases and injuries that he got during the battle. And he died a bit later.
Okay.
But obviously now this Henry of Huntingdon is suggesting he was in fact assassinated while sitting on the toilet. Which, to be fair, I can see where it came from, because, you know, Canute had a lot to gain.
I think it's also like, if you die on the toilet, it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, and he hadn't been humiliated enough by, you know, having all of his kingdoms taken away from him.
Yeah.
So Henry of Huntingdon claimed that Edmund died at the hand of Edric Straeon, and who had possibly sent his son to do the dirty work. He was to kill Edmund by hiding inside the privy, which obviously in those days was a big cesspit, and it was sort of I think the king still had one at the top of the tower, and basically like you just poo down a chute and it collects at the bottom.
You need a big stick.
Yeah, and he was to stab him in the arse as he sat down to relieve himself, basically. Okay. But Henry of Huntingdon wasn't the only one to claim Edwin died on the toilet. Geoffrey Gaymer told a strikingly similar story. However, he claimed that Edmund was killed with a booby-trapped crossbow, okay, that had been hidden in the cesspit of the royal privy, and that as Edmund had sat down on the toilet, it like released a trigger and it shot the crossbow shot the arrow up and into his arse. And that's how he died on the toilet.
Ouch.
Okay. Geoffrey claimed that the arrow was fired from such a distance that it pierced all the way through from his rectum up into his lungs.
Oh.
Yeah, so like it's not even like a little prick. It's just that's full on like ruptured your insides. Which would explain why he died, to be fair.
If he did that, that's a good shot.
It is a good shot. So, however, long before the butt stabbing accusations, but still 50 years later, 50 years after he had died in 1070, the chronicler Adam of Brenham claimed that Edmund had been poisoned. So there's lots of different accusations of murder. So which one do we think is most likely? And I have a few questions, basically, to sort of, I don't know, maybe for us to think about before we decide. So did Edric's son, how did he make his escape?
Yeah.
If he's hiding in the toilet? Because those cesspits are pretty fucking deep. Also, if he stabbed him, I don't get how he stabbed him with a dagger. Surely it'd have to be a spear.
Yeah.
Because you need something with a bit of length.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Yeah.
And then, how did he know it was the king that was sitting on the toilet? Mm. Unless the king had... Was only that very his particular, only toilet. Yeah. But then they're come from the other camp. So how would... It's not like it's people in the village. It's the people from the other kingdom. So how would they know about his toilet needs?
I think my theory is he probably died from his injuries. And then after the fact, people are just like...
Bigging the story up. Yeah. So you think the original was correct and he died of natural causes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's probably more than likely. But they want to kind of make it into a bit of a legend.
One of his people... Or actually for the other side and be like, this is his toilet. he's going there at this time.
I just think it's a lot of a feat, because like, you've got to hide in the cesspit first, which I know they did a lot of the times, you know, to get in castles in like sieges and stuff, but this is a bit later on. And I think there's like little ledges inside, so like you can climb up. But this is like, would be a very early version. And I think it's still wooden castles at this point, because we don't have brick ones until the Normans, which is that a bit later? Is that 1066? Or was the Normans the ones before 1066? I can't remember. 1066 is when it all changes.
Well, every time you kept saying like 1016,
I thought it was 1066. So I was having to stop myself from doing that. whatever happens, it changes in 1066. I want to say it's all wooden castles until 1066, but don't quote me on that. I think it's in 1066 when it changes.
Well, seeing as we can't pronounce King Canute.
Yeah. I was right originally. And then I was like, is it Nut?
No. It sounds kind of like a cute name, but I don't like how it's spelt, because, like I said, my brain says something else.
I do it all the time when I'm reading certain things, and I'm like, what?
It's like, okay.
But yeah, so, sorry, I kind of butchered the first half of the episode, because apparently I couldn't remember any names.
Well, I'm
not words on the page.
I'm not going to promise anything with mine, because I've got some German to put out, so...
Okay, well, hopefully you don't butcher yours. You save the episode, so... no pressure.
I'm the one who has to edit it, and I think I'm just going to leave it in, so then people can actually hear us having a laugh.
Me having a tantrum halfway through because I can't pronounce everything.
It wasn't a tantrum. Right.
I'm surprised I didn't swear more, to be honest.
You're just not in a sweary mood.
Yeah, not in a sweary mood. I am quite tired, to be fair.
I'm tired. I'm very hungry. I just like...
I feel a bit like not on the planet.
Yeah. Well, you are on some medication, so...
I'm floating about.
So, my royal is only really known for how he died.
Okay.
And nothing else, really, as he hadn't made an impact and was essentially a figurehead rather than an actual ruler.
Okay.
And it was a peaceful time in Europe, which is a great time to be a ruler, but you're not going to make a dent in history.
Okay. I can't believe we had a peaceful time.
So he's only really known for how he died, and he's also the uncle of Catherine the Great.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Is he Spanish?
No.
Oh.
Swedish.
Oh. I mean, to be fair, like, everyone's like kind of interbred by this point, so.
Yeah, I mean, have you heard of like the Habsburgs?
Yes.
Where they're very like inbred.
Yeah.
He looks...
like one of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Very pronounced chin.
Yeah.
Okay. And like a hooked nose.
Yes. I didn't look back into their timeline of if they are related to them.
Probably are.
But all royals are technically related.
Yeah.
So Adolf. Okay. Adolf Frederick wasn't a firstborn son, and he was the secondborn son, but the fourth child out of 10, born to Swedish noble who was a duke and prince, Christian August of Holstein-Gottorp. And Albertina Frederica of Baden-Dorlacht.
Okay, that's really long fucking names.
I know. So Adolf was born the 14th of May in 1710 in Gottorp, Schleswig.
Okay.
This is Germany, which is northeastern Germany. His father died in 1726, and thanks to Elizabeth of Russia, her maneuvers in Europe... Adolf ended up being the heir to the Swedish throne. Oh. So there was a three-year war between Russia and Sweden, and in the final year, there was something called the Treaty of Abo.
I think I've heard of that.
Okay, is that how you pronounce it?
I can't remember. Okay, it's a long time since I watched the documentary, but I've watched a lot of things. They're quite interesting.
So this is where the Tsarina of Russia promised to pull out of Finland on the condition that Adolf Frederick, who is the uncle of her heir apparent, was named heir to the Swedish throne.
Okay.
So that's all the manoeuvring she's done.
Yeah, lots of messing around and switching people in and out.
So King Adolf Frederick of Sweden, his reign began the 25th of March 1751.
Okay.
With his coronation on the 26th of November of that year. Like I said, his reign was very peaceful. A very peaceful one after the Russo-Swedish War, so not much to say on his reign. I'll get into how he died. So in Sweden, they have something called Fat Tuesday, which is also known as Fettis Dagen, I think, which is equivalent to our Pancake Day.
Oh, okay.
And this is just before Lent. So in 1771, the king prepared for Lent the only way a king can, by having a feast fit only for a king.
Of course. So he's been meat.
Well, and everything else. So
although the kings only really liked meat by this point, didn't they? Because it was like if you ate vegetables, like they were for the poor people.
He had some vegetables as well. I will tell you what he.
But you've got to have over the top amount of meat just to make yourself seem better.
So he's been ruler for 20 years at this point.
Okay.
So on this Fat Tuesday, or this Fettes Dagen, he tucked into a meal that includes lobster, caviar, kippers, sauerkraut, boiled meats and turnips, with generous amounts of champagne, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after all that, you might fancy something a little bit sweet.
Yeah, chocolate.
And it's for Lent, so similar with our sweet pancakes, Sweden has a traditional food eaten on this day, and this is called a selmas. I will show you a picture. It looks very delicious. And it's a pastry filled with cream.
Ooh,
now, he might have been fine if he had one, maybe two.
How many did he eat?
But the good old King Adolf couldn't help himself, and he had 14 of the delicious pastries.
I mean, to be fair, I am quite partial to a cake, so.
And not only that, he also had bowls of hot milk flavoured with cinnamon and raisins to wash it down.
Oh, that does actually sound quite nice.
It does sound nice. Let me show you.
Imagine that on a cold day.
I know.
I'm quite hungry now, Natasha.
Let me show you what it looks like. They look.
It's like a really sweet porridgey sort of.
Yeah. But these look so delicious. Like, I've printed a recipe.
It smells really nice as well.
I've printed a recipe off to make them.
That does look nice.
I may have pronounced it wrong. Semlas. I don't, it might be wrong, but that looks delicious.
I'd eat 14 of them.
Me too. So unsurprisingly, he complained of a stomach ache soon afterwards.
Maybe a trap wind.
This apparently got worse and worse.
Yeah.
Until Adolf Frederick died on the 12th February 1971, apparently from severe digestive problems. His embarrassing royal death cemented the king in history, but not necessarily in a good way.
I mean, at least he didn't die on the toilet. We've had a very poo-related.
He might have died on the toilet, but out of respect, they might have just been like, he just died.
Yeah.
But they look, I
would eat 14.
Yeah, me too. I've printed that recipe off, so I'm just going to...
You should have made some in time for the episode, then we could have tried it.
I can't, I think it's filled with, an almond thing inside.
Oh, that'd be quite nice.
With the hot milk.
I tell you what,
raisin,
I went somewhere.
Not raisin, cinnamon.
I like a raspberry turnover or an apple turnover, but I went somewhere. They had a blackcurrant turnover. So nice.
Ooh, look at that.
Oh, no, that does look good. I'd definitely eat 14 of those.
I would too.
But yeah. I had it warm as well, and it was just really, really nice.
It's a marzipan filled cream bun.
See, I'm not a massive fan of marzipan.
A little bit. If it's like almondy.
It's got to be, they've got to get it right.
Yeah. Can't be, I hate Turkish delight. That makes me
Oh yeah, I don't like that.
But marzipan, almond.
You know some of them, they've made it too icing on a cake.
Yeah.
And those ones don't always taste very nice. There's only few and far between where they can get it.
It's like a cherry Bakewell.
Yeah.
Like that kind of level.
Level. Yeah, it's got to be like that.
Ooh.
Very good.
I'm very, very hungry today.
Yeah, I want food.
Yeah, me too.
Chocolate and sweets and cakes.
So basically...
This has been a shit episode.
Yes. But I would say if you... Maybe, obviously you are... To give things up for Lent, you kind of do overindulge. But maybe don't indulge this much. Where it's it's hurting. It's you have a limit.
You say that though, but my sister's not really supposed to have dairy and stuff because of her bowel condition, but she won't give up cheese, so
she just cripples
herself.
But she's not doing it so it's the extreme.
No, you know about it for the next few days.
Oh, yeah, you might, but it's she's not doing it so she's literally rupting. When we go pestos, we don't...
Yeah, you've got to have a cheese coma. If you're not in a cheese coma, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, but we know our limit.
I don't know. I think we still surpass it sometimes. We're let's add another dish. Like that time when we spent a ridiculous amount just when it was just the two of us.
Well, we were gifted
a voucher and we're yes, we're going to make full use of this voucher.
Well, we thought, this isn't enough.
Yeah.
We spent...
We can manage it. And then we were oh, God.
It's
not very often I'm outdone by a meal, but... Yeah.
Well, I think we miscalculated because we were this is enough.
Yeah.
we've got how much on the voucher? We can like go out a little bit more.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, did we have dessert then as well?
Yeah, I think we had dessert as well. But I think we did go ice cream so we could let it melt a bit and make it more into sort of a milkshake, like liquid form.
And then it goes in between.
Fills the gaps.
Yeah. Fills the gaps inside your stomach.
But it's like when you go out, like you can't like kind of not have a pudding. So if like ice cream's the option, it's a good way to like let it settle.
I had a very nice pumpkin spice sundae the other week.
Ooh, I've never tried anything like that before, but that just sounded quite nice.
It was nice. And it had like little oats in.
Ooh.
So good. Oh, I would have preferred it if it was warm.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, because when you think like pumpkin, like it's cold, yeah. Like you've got to have a warm.
Yeah, and like it was like just like cinnamony and
warm. Oh, I love cinnamon things.
Yeah.
Because that was one thing I never was really much of a fan as a kid. And then I don't know, just something changed one day. And I was like, I really like cinnamon things. I'm really partial to cinnamon swirl. Mm.
That's why I want to try this like cinnamon flavoured milk. I don't want the raisins. I'm not a fan of raisins. But the hot milk.
I don't
milk.
Want raisins like if they're like...
No.
Well into a pastry, but like raisins, you know, like when they're sort of free floating.
I think they're free floating in the milk. No, so might make these semlas.
Yeah, Christmas treat.
Maybe
New Year treat when we're like dying.
Yeah,
and we need to pick me up.
Yeah,
plus our stomachs will have expanded, so we could probably quite easily manage 14.
And I remember when we went pastos after Christmas, and we're like, why can we like fit more in? Really? Is that
Yeah,
it's just been Christmas.
Expanded, yeah.
Christmas.
Maybe we need to like start now, like so you train yourself. See, that's what he didn't do. He just did one really big, massive meal. He's been training himself for it.
Yeah. So you train yourself up, so then you don't have problems.
Yeah.
See,
there you go.
This is why he wasn't a very good ruler.
And probably why I keep adding loads of weight on, but it's fine.
It's winter time.
It's
everyone needs.
It. Yeah, you've got to have a bit of cushioning for winter. And also, if I'm involved in a serious incident, I've got plenty of padding. Just pointing it out.
Okay.
So more likely to survive. They've got to get through the fat to get to the internal organs. So you know. I think that's how it works.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
Technically, yeah. I'm just saving myself for the eventuality that I might sustain a serious injury.
Okay.
I went off on a massive tangent at the end of this, but never mind. So basically all we've learnt today is that lots of royals die in shitty circumstances, quite literally.
I think everyone does.
But yeah, I'll do another one of these because I've got quite a few toilet related
okay.
deaths.
Is that how you're going to die?
I do wonder. I say that, but I think I'm going to die like a really stupid death, like... I don't know, I feel like I might be in some sort of serious incident and survive, and everyone will be like, it's a miracle. And then I'm like going to trip on a pebble or something and like go over and like snap my ankle. And then, I don't know, it gets infected and then I die that way or something. Like, I feel like that's, I'd have gone like a proper medieval way.
Probably.
I don't think it'd be any like dramatic accident. I literally just like trip on a pebble and that's how I go.
You had a little tiny paper cut and everyone's just like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, it really, really hurts. And then, I get like...
Amelia's dead.
Yeah, septicemia.
Well,
you never know.
You are...
Who's going to write our chronicles when we die?
Probably don't want to know that.
Yeah, I, to be fair, I don't even know what anyone would write in there. What's the thingy? Is it a eulogy? No, what's the
obituary?
Other thing
obituary?
That... Yeah, that's the one. I don't even know what you'd write in that for me. She was a strange person.
She died the way she lived. Yeah. And everyone would be like, oh, okay.
I mean, this podcast is kind of proof of that, so you know, it's fine.
Mm.
But yeah, it would be weird thinking like in a century. I mean, hopefully we don't die soon, so like it's got to be a bit more than a century, but you know what I mean.
150.
Yeah. And then, someone's just writing some weird chronicles of
if there's people left there.
Well, I wonder if. Like in so many like hundreds of years time, you know, like now we look at deaths and think, haha, like they've died a silly death. I wonder if like back in, like hundreds of years ago, if they were wondering if anyone had ever mentioned their death.
I bet they're like, oh fuck, there's gonna be tales of this, songs written about how I've died while they're laying there, just like, oh fuck.
Yeah, we've got really bad wind and it's gonna kill me. That's why also you shouldn't hold in farts because it'll make you explode from the inside out.
Just how can you eat 14 of those?
I don't know
things after all that food.
I don't know, maybe it just like got a bit delirious. You know some foods like you like you get a bit delirious. Maybe it was at that point. Maybe. And like I said, if he's drinking lots of champagne, he's a bit pissed.
Yeah.
And to be fair, was it the Greeks that used to just eat and eat, and like even when they were full, like you couldn't say you were full. So you basically eat and eat, vomit, and then continue to eat.
Yeah.
Something ridiculous, like 300 courses or something. and you had to eat everything. And like if you said, oh, I'm too full, I don't want any more, it was like considered rude.
Frowned upon. It's like, yes, but I can't eat anymore. It's like once, I think when she was alive, if the queen stopped eating, you have to stop eating, whether you're finished or not. And you're like...
Oh, can you imagine that? If like, because I'm one of them people, I like to save the best bits till the end. Can you imagine can you imagine if you did that? And then the queen finishes and you're like, I've not eaten the best bit.
Maybe like watch what she's eating and then you're like, oh, she's only got a thing left.
Yeah, you got to shovel it in. Because like, you don't want to seem like an animal because you're like in front of the queen, so you got to seem prim and proper. But then, yeah.
But if she puts her plates down, she's just like, takes it away. It's like...
Although to be fair, she was like, especially at the end when she's quite old, I could imagine she was quite slow, so you probably did have enough time to eat dinner.
It's like at Hotel Brooklyn. I've never been anywhere where... If the other person you're with finishes their plate, the waiter takes their plate away. And I'm just like, that's so weird.
Yeah, like, they wait till everyone's done and they're like, oh, you finished.
Yeah, they just take that plate and I'm just like halfway through my meal. I'm like,
okay. Like, now you feel a bit pressured. Yeah.
I don't like that.
No, I don't like that either.
Wait until the whole table's finished.
Yeah, I mean, I get it in terms of like getting all the cleaning up and done. Like, it's easy to just sort it out. Maybe they had like a really strict like time.
Yeah.
Table of getting people in and out, so they were like, quick, let's just get it clean. Like, as soon as she's finished, they were literally waiting for you to put that last mouthful in. They're like, woo!
I think that happened to me once, not there, but somewhere. I was just like, okay.
No, I don't like that pressure. No. Of
let me eat how I want
to
eat.
I've come out to like enjoy the meal.
Yeah.
Like, I've paid for it. Let me eat my food. But then also, it's weirdly annoying when it's the opposite way, when you've like, you've finished your meal and you know you really want pudding and it takes fucking ages. To come over, because I'm not one of those people. I don't like doing the clicky fingers thing to get people's attention.
Oh no, that's
like,
rude.
I think that's rude. Yeah, but I also most of the time I don't even like asking people. You know, when you see them walking past, I don't even want to ask them then. Like, excuse me, because I've done it before. Where somewhere I really wanted a second drink, but the person just kept walking past me, and I didn't want to be like, excuse me.
It's like on my birthday, I went to the O2 in London. It took them like 45 minutes to bring me a drink.
Yeah,
I ordered it.
Yeah,
it was
so
just
parched,
a Coke.
Yeah.
Took them 45 minutes to bring it to the table.
It's because they forgot about that, basically. That's what happened. And then someone noticed, like, oh shit, that woman's not got a drink.
So I was just like, I'm really thirsty.
Yeah, I hate it when it's like that. But I don't like being rude, because you know, like, they're brushed off their feet and they're really busy, and I don't want to be like adding
another
thing. But see, you think, like, she's just took another order. She wants to go take that in the kitchen. I don't want to be like, excuse me, waiter. I want a drink.
I'm dying here.
Maybe we're just a bit, like, too polite. I think I just weirdly get anxiety about weird shit like that. They probably, like, don't even really think about it that much. Yeah. We just overthink it, but...
I think it's the tone of how you say stuff.
Yeah.
Clicking fingers, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Nope.
I can't be doing that.
No.
Or when they point towards, they're like... I hate it when people do that. I've seen other people do it in the restaurant. It really pisses me off. And I think it's not even me that they're talking to. And I'm just like, just wait your turn.
Mm.
But I don't know. People are just rude like that. I don't like it.
Mm.
How do we end the episode?
Is that it for today?
I think so, because I've like died now.
Yeah.
I've got tired and weird. on that note, in the meantime,
keep creeping.
We'll keep digging. what's the fucking ending?